What I would like to hear first is sort of what you got out of last night. Not a big, long sharing, but kind of a to the point, a premise of what was shared. And it's not complicated, but so if anybody want to just volunteer to just kind of give me an idea back on what was shared?
I'll start with a very shallow observation. That is, everything that happened had already been done.
Okay. Somebody want to expand on that? Or add a little bit here and there? Pardon?
To live in the
done. Yes. Yeah.
Let the done living us.
The world of done.
Yes.
Okay. Anybody want to add? I mean, we're actually getting close to having a rounded picture here. We just need a few little things more. Yeah.
Just that what was in God was obviously already there in the cross, and the Lamb that was slain on this earth was a manifestation, not just a... It wasn't like a new thing.
That's a really, really important point. Really, really important. If we leave that out, then we just have some theology.
Right.
You know, there has to be a manifestation of reality into this earth. So, any other thing anyone wants to add?
We were talking about... discussing it, you know, last night, and it was just like God, the mastermind, the creator, and it was like we're using illustrations. Before you build a big building, you have a blueprint, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you build according to the print. He told Moses, build the law according to the pattern I showed you on the mount. If you have a movie production, you have screenwriters, you have book. Storyboards. I mean, everything is written, everything is done, everything's, you know,
yeah,
ready. And then you do the shoot, and then you do the right. the lines and make the movie, right?
Right?
So it's like God had this, I don't know, he had it all figured out, you know, and everything prepared. I don't know, there are probably other illustrations like the movie script, the blueprint, you know, but it's just that idea of the wisdom of God before.
Yes.
And then it was manifestation. He did the shoot.
That's a beautiful illustration. It is. And especially bringing in the fact that God, you know, God comes down. He's going to dwell among the people. But he says, make sure you make it according to that. You know, now he's dwelling in the tent, but make sure everything's going to be made according to that, which apparently was there before time. You know, really good. Steve?
Yeah, what we were continuing last night about that, the next day would be the distribution of the film, and that would be the Holy Spirit, just to bring forth from the Father's heart, because his heart is just love. He's absolutely good, and he just wants to pour forth his heart and that family, that communion that they have. We were in his heart in before time, and he poured forth his heart, and we were out of his power. We were his very being.
Yeah, and you could say that he set us up not to fail.
Right.
You know. What? Because we always think somehow or another we're set up to fail. But if we comprehend this, and we comprehend it, like you said, by the Holy Spirit, oh my, what a strong stand that we can make. Sue, did you have something?
I'm just going to say that everything has been done in the spirit realm is finished. It is all finished before the foundation of the world, and now the Spirit, through us, is bringing it into a physical place as we birth their heart, and we birth their oneness, and we birth the Lord Jesus, we birth the Son.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
And yeah, so it's like it's from the spirit, from the spiritual, manifested through to the physical. Mm-hmm. Like everything's finished and complete in the spirit, and then it comes forth in the physical realm, joining the heavenly realms to the earthly realm.
I like the thought of birthing it into the earth. I think that's a beautiful, picture. I think that there is travail for us to bring it into the earth, but it's not because it's not done, if you will.
Right.
It's just because, you know, there has to be a giving by the mother to bring forth that child. And it does cost, but it's worth it. You know, Jesus said that when the child is born, then, you know. Okay, anybody else? Because this is really good. And this is going to do well with what I have tonight. I don't just have a sharing or preaching or whatever words that we would use under those circumstances. Like I did last night, I have something that would be a tool based on the scriptures, a tool to help us begin to truly identify this concept in a bunch of different scriptures. Does that sound good? That, I mean, because if we can actually see it in the scriptures and in places that it's there, but we never would have seen it. But now we have, you know, now we have eyes to see,
yes.
And we go, yes, this is, you know, yes. We can get excited and say, this is talking about, and so I'll just tell you the two, realms, and you've already said it, but I want to point it out in this manner. Is that which was before time, so we're going to call that before time. And then that which is a manifestation, and we're just going to call that manifestation. Okay. So, and it's good that you either write that down or just keep it in your mind. It shouldn't be hard to just remember, but it's, and we've already said it. The premise was that which was before time, that eventually manifest in the earth. So we want to look at scriptures, and I have a list of scriptures here that we can comment on. And I also want to say before we do that is that in some cases, some of the scriptures, one person might see that the before time is at this point in the scripture. Another person might see it's over here. I don't think that's going to be the case with most of them, but it's important that we have challenging scriptures too. But I'm pretty sure that we won't be wrong in a certain sense because the scriptures are pretty clear. So does everybody understand what it's basically two things. You know, before time and manifestation. So I'll go ahead and give you the scripture, and it might be good to look at it. But here's what I want you to do in this case. I want you just to look at the verse that I give you, okay? Don't try to read everything around it because it's going to lead you off. You know, what I'm going to give you is clarity of before time and manifestation. Okay. And so I'm going to need your participation. So you may raise your hand if you have something. I don't want anybody not to participate, or you will have to stay after class and write 1,000 times before time, before time, before time. So you ready? You kind of got the idea. All right. John 13, verse 19. John 13, verse 19. And don't anyone speak out. Let's just make sure everybody gets a chance. So once I read it, then I'll ask for a show of hands. This is Jesus speaking. Now I tell you before it come, that when it is come to pass, you may believe that I am he. Is that a pretty simple one? I thought I'd start simple. All right, who wants to give a shot at either before time or manifestation? Anybody? Okay, Jackie.
I just knew it. Before time.
Yeah. Okay, and where is before time in the scripture?
Well, before time, the exact words aren't in the scripture.
But it's close.
But I would think, now I tell you before it comes.
That's it.
Before.
That's it. That's it. So somebody want to give me the manifestation? Raise your hand.
Manifestation is when it comes to pass.
Come on, people. It doesn't get any easier than this. Okay, so now without, you know, adrenaline flowing in you for fear that you're going to be called upon, let's just look at the scripture and read it as a whole without any other thought except just reading it and letting the Spirit of God show us. Jesus is saying, now I tell you. Okay, so part of the manifestation is now I tell you, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's what I was meaning. These scriptures are going to have different places for this. It's not just one place and da 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 da. There's going to be different places. And it's kind of fun once you get going on this. Okay, now I tell you, so that's manifestation before it come. So that means that he's talking about the world of done. Right? I mean, it's done, but before it manifests. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that when it has come to pass, so there's manifestation for sure. You may believe that I am He. You may believe that I am He. You will believe that He came from that realm and He set up that realm. And we're going to read some scriptures that will tell us why, and it will be comforting to know their motivation, God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Anyone else have a comment on that you'd like to, before we go to the next scripture? I mean, this one's pretty straightforward. Okay. Next is 1 Peter chapter 1, and this is going to be a pretty, you know, quite a few scriptures here. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 9 through 12. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. And then I drop down to verse 12, which things the angels desire to look into. Isn't that great scriptures? Golly. Wow. All right, who wants to comment on either the part of the verse that talks about before time or manifestation? Okay, Caitlin?
Manifestation, one part of it is receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your soul.
Perfect. Receiving it, not making it.
Right.
You just receive it from where?
From
the world of
done.
You receive it from there. See, this takes away all the striving.
It does.
It also gives deep assurance.
Yes, it does.
But our assurance is in them and in Jesus. Great. Okay, anyone else have either one? Manifestation that wasn't mentioned or before time? Yeah.
Before time.
Okay.
The Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ.
kind of cheats when it says beforehand. But that's what it is. And it's clearly that. Okay. Someone else want to comment? Because there's a lot there. Mary?
Well, verse 10, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched mm-hmm. diligently mm-hmm. before time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The grace that should come unto you.
Yes.
That would be manifestation.
That would be. That's exactly what it is. Okay. So one of the things that I think I found is the prophets, that God used the prophets to show them the world of done. He did. And we're going to see quite a few places where the prophets are mentioned. And what we're going to see is that they saw something that was beforehand. That was before time. Anybody else want to comment on, because there's a lot here.
Yeah, I love that verse 10 that Mary shared. Mm-hmm. In that last part, in that last phrase, it's like they're put together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who prophesied, which is, prophecy is always beforehand, right?
Yes. Right.
So you have who prophesied, so before time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Of the grace that would come. They prophesied of that which yeah. would be manifested.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
good. Right.
So you have them both in that mm-hmm. one little.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Phrase, yeah. prophesying of the grace that would come to you.
I don't know, folks. Does it seem like Jim's really got this? It's great. Amen. Okay, anybody else? Because there's still this scripture still loaded.
That grace can also be from before time too, though.
Absolutely. Absolutely. See, and that's what I'm.
Which follows through into the manifestation.
There you go. See, that's what I'm wanting, is that we see different angles of this, because there are these things hidden in all of this. Yeah, Steve?
Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, it's so yeah. comforting.
Yes, it is.
Because, you know, we've been taught to work out your salvation through fear and trembling.
Right.
And now this is just like, well, before all that, I sorted it all out.
Well, the rest of that scripture is, work out your faith with fear and trembling, for it is God who worketh in you.
Yeah.
Well, where's he drawing that from?
Right.
Before time.
Amen.
And it is comforting, brother. It is. Mm-hmm. Amen. Someone else?
It just says in verse 11, it says that the Spirit of Christ who was in them
mm-hmm.
testified. Mm-hmm. And so that was manifestation of what was true.
Yeah, and it was also, what else? Before time. The Spirit of Christ wasn't down here at that time, but it was here because they are partaking of that reality. Right. But it's come down, so there you have it. Okay, let me make sure. I'm going to read it one more time just to make sure there's not something hanging here. Receiving the end of your faith. Okay, well, that's manifestation. We said that, right? That's, again, I think, Caitlin, didn't you say that one? Receiving. We're receiving. You know, you ever heard a Christian say, I'm not receiving that?
Yeah.
We need to more, I'm receiving that.
I'm receiving that.
You know? And so the word the end is also the aim of your faith. So you're receiving, this is the true aim of your faith, and he says, even the salvation of your souls. Wow. Because we usually think in terms of, you know, either saving my body from hell or our spirit or something. But our souls can get out of whack too. And this world of done can wipe away so much of that stuff, you know, and bring about the salvation of our souls. Okay? Of which salvation the prophets inquired and searched diligently. You gotta love that. They are digging in to the wisdom before time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify. So it's like he's seeing it done here through the prophets, but they're trying to figure out when is this going to manifest. So, and then the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ. Okay, so the testifying beforehand of the sufferings of Christ is seeing the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. See, I'm digging all kind of stuff out of here. and then beforehand, the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. There it is. You see, do you see how this is all coming from something that's already settled? But we have to receive it by faith. But it's only receiving it. We don't have to, you know, it's not like there's this big blob of, you know, like a big old roll of yarn with different colors and pieces, and we're trying to separate now, and then where does this piece go, and this one, and oh no, and how am I going to... It's all there. It's all there. And you don't have to figure it out. It's figured out.
It's okay.
Yeah, I saw a hand. Who was that?
This is the glory. I don't know if this is right or not, but you were just there. The sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. I thought the glory was both. Yes. Because they saw the glory, which is the Godhead laying its life down for one another.
Right.
Glorifying each other in that spirit. But they said it. All, they saw it, but it's also going to follow. So it's there and it's going to manifest.
Okay. And that's good, but so how is it going to manifest in us then? In what manner?
By partaking of the world of done.
And?
Fellowshipping in that which was before us.
And?
Letting it manifest.
In what form?
Fellowshipping in his suffering. Through death.
The greatest thing, and it's used at different times, and you'll see it in the Bible, that it's done, I don't want to say it wrong here. It is a manifestation of how the Godhead functions. It is love. It is love. God is love. And it will be a manifestation of how they do. And okay, so we go, well, I'm not God. I'm not supposed to manifest this stuff. We're still thinking wrong. It's, if we're doing it, it's not a manifestation. It's a work.
It's us.
If it is the manifestation of the Godhead, it's not a work. It's them through earthen vessels.
Amen.
It's a treasure through an earthen vessel. So it's not a work. It's them. So, the phrase, how am I supposed to manifest all this stuff? You know, I don't, you know, well, you're not. You're not supposed to manifest it. So stop doing it. You know? And it's one thing to say, you're not supposed to, so stop doing it. It's going to be Jesus. That's one thing. But it's another thing to say, stop doing it. It's a manifestation of what God built, calling this world of done, what he has done, what he has finished. So finished means finished.
Yes.
It doesn't mean fix the finished or something. You know? It means enjoy it. I mean, don't you think the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit want us to enjoy that which they've already done?
Yeah.
To see us enjoying it. And so and then I included the little phrase, which things the angels desire to look into. They don't even get to see it, but we do. And just in passing, neither does the devil or the demons.
Yeah.
We'll see that because I have a verse specifically for that. For those of you who are full of demons. Just kidding. Just kidding. Okay. All right. Romans 4:17. So this is, he's talking to Abraham. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. It is a good one.
Well, which be not as though they were. That's pretty clear. Be not is where they are because it does, they call it as it were.
Right.
Because it was. Right. But it's not manifested yet.
Right. Amen. But it's settled.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
It is settled. Kelly?
I like the as it is written. Yeah. It quickens to the Lamb's Book of Life written before the foundation of the world.
Yeah.
And as it is written before time in God.
Yeah.
So most Christians are working to get their name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You know what I mean? Well, how do you get your name in there by putting your name on it?
My name is before you.
Yeah, and it's already written in there, and it's settled in God's heart.
Promises fulfilled.
Yep. Promises of God are yea and amen.
Ooh.
I was hoping to get an amen.
Amen.
All right, someone else, come on. This is a great verse here. Yeah, Mary?
Just right after, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. That is, manifested it out.
Yeah, it hadn't manifested it yet.
I already got it. Yeah.
Did it.
But God is saying, it's done.
Yeah.
You live in the world of done, buddy. Okay, Jim, you had something?
Yeah, you hear that said a lot about God calls those things that are not as though they were. You hear that a lot.
You do.
I mean, but it's in accordance with the land of, the time of the land of done.
Yes.
It has to be accordance with his. It's not like,
right,
I want the car, so I'm going to call it.
Yeah. I got a car.
It has to be in accordance with the plan,
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has to be
the word of the Lord,
Yeah.
Not just what I want,
Right. Remember, this is all the wisdom of God.
Yes.
So. Well, and he just laid it out there. He said, I have made you the father of... Talk about land done, he didn't have one son at the time. It was like, wow. And he's past age, his wife's past age and all this.
Right.
It's amazing.
And eventually it manifests.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's one thing... to say, okay, God's going to do it, or say, by the wisdom of God, he has already established this. He did it before the foundation of the world so that we could be blameless and harmless before him in love.
Yes.
In love.
Yes.
Wow, that'll just release you a lot, wouldn't it? Man. Deb, did you have something more?
I was just thinking about as it is written, because he is the Word. The Word was God. That it's their being. It's the written of what is of the world of done.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's also a manifestation at the same time that the prophets, they wrote the Word.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. Yeah, I looked at the quickening of the dead, who quickeneth the dead, as a manifestation in the sense of, okay, so he calls those things which be not as though they were. So that's the world, that's the land of done, right? But he also quickens, because he couldn't have kids. It wasn't like, well, you'll eventually have kids. No, he quickeneth the dead. He makes alive the dead. And yeah, right, and all of this is based on the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world, but also who manifested himself in due time, as the scriptures say. Kelly?
It's the same lines as both of that, where it, if you look at the sentence structure, it says, first, as it is written, I made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying, as it is written in God,
mm-hmm.
who quickeneth.
Right.
So he's going, the written that is in God, he's going to quicken you.
Right.
It, you know, it takes it right up to God if you yeah. look at the sentence structure and see what the source yeah. is.
Mm-hmm.
The source is God.
Always. Always. I said always, not Galways. It sounded like always. I'm weird. Okay. Are y'all having fun yet? Is this a good exercise?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's helping us to see it in certain scriptures, though, that doesn't say it in those words, you know, before time or this or that, or this is manifestation. But you can see it literally there in the verses we're doing. Okay, so 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7 and 8. Ready? 1 Corinthians 2, 7 and 8. But we speak the wisdom of God. Is that good? in a mystery. Because if people don't see the land of done, then it's a mystery to them. And so all they know to do is to try harder. Works, yeah, exactly. So, in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. This is fantastic, isn't it? Wow. Okay. Anyone want to jump in first? Yeah.
Before time.
And where at?
It says in verse 7, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages of our glory.
Mm-hmm.
Before.
Can't beat that, can you? So we're going, you know, I feel like I'm just walking in a desert, just trying to get to Jesus, and you know he won't do anything for me, so I can be, you know, get excited in my soul, and then bring glory to him by my flesh. Yeah. Instead, he's saying, look, we speak the wisdom. We're not speaking what's wrong. We're speaking what's done.
That's also manifestation, isn't it, though?
Absolutely. You want to comment on it?
It's a manifestation because we are speaking it from the world of done. That's here right. on the earth, in right. the earthly mm-hmm. realm.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, Caitlin?
I think the manifestation also, too, that it says the crucifixion of the Lord of glory, because that was his manifestation.
Amen. Mm. Amen. That's the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Because you can say, you know, you can say the cross that he died on is the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world, because he was. But if you only look at the event, you're looking at a manifestation and trying to give it the power that the world of done would have. But you're too busy trying to make that, you know, the thing that's going to work for you. And it does, but it has to be seen in its proper order. Do you have something, Kelly?
Where it says ordained before the world, but then unto our glory. It just shows the heart of the Godhead before time, saying, it reminds me of John 17, but that they are going to flow in love by us being in them, and they will bear our glory. Mm-hmm. We have ordained this from before they were even time and born, you know, their glory ordained in them that we partake. through them.
Yeah, and let me give you two phrases out of this whole little set here. Unto our glory and crucified the Lord of glory. They're both in there. What makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, the Lord of glory gave himself so that there would be a city of done or a land of done or whatever, you know. He did it to our glory, for our glory, so that we could be brought in to something that was eternal. And see, we're trying to get eternal life, or we're trying to make sure we have eternal life so that we live forever in heaven. Right? Aren't we most Christians? Isn't that what it is?
Yes.
But what the way this is saying is that, you know, instead of trying to get eternal life, we have the Lamb slain as our life. We have all of this stuff done. It's all behind the scenes, but it's all more true than this world.
Amen.
The spirit world made this world.
Wow.
So, you know, if we, it's kind of like the Wizard of Oz, you know, finding the guy behind the veil, you know what I mean? Except for this, our God can really do all the stuff, you know. He can give you a new heart. He can, he can even give you a brain. Amen. All right. So, anybody else? Because there's still a few little things here.
It says they speak the wisdom of God. They've been to the land.
Mm.
Yes, that's good.
They've
been there. Yes,
mm-hmm.
And so they're speaking that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mystery in this,
mm-hmm.
our minds, but
that's the manifestation. But then, even the hidden wisdom is referring to the land of Dawn. Mm-hmm. That's where it was hidden.
Right.
But now they've got it, and they're speaking it. So their speaking is the manifestation of that wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. You know, when I walked in the door when we first got here, came in the door, and somebody asked me, "How are you doing?" Who was in the room when that happened? Okay, they asked me, "How am I doing?" And I said, I'm in Christ. I'm born again. I'm a son of God. Christ lives in me. And, you know, I went through all of that. Okay. You could say, well, okay, Randy, thanks for being spiritual, but I heard that you had a sore throat. So why don't you just tell us the truth? I did tell you the truth. I spoke from... I did. And it's the truth.
Yes.
And it's not going to change.
That's right.
And so who cares about a sore throat or any of that kind of stuff? What matters is this. So, you know, I mean, if I could just wave my hands and all Christians would begin to speak like this instead of, well, how you doing? Oh, well, it's been just a terrible day and my life is just not going the way to, where's the Lord? I'm going, yeah, where is he? So, you know, I mean, am I right on this?
Yes.
Because
it gives us that heavenly authority.
Well, it gives this world of done authority. Yeah. The reason why I said that was because to just say heavenly authority, we would look to what we call heaven somewhere, not to this place where it's settled. You know what I'm saying? We'll go, oh, I'm a child of God and I have authority. I rebuke you, you know, stuff like that, instead of this is settled and it's going to be settled in me. It's settled there. I want the manifestation of it being settled so that anytime, anywhere, anybody asks me how I'm doing, I'm going to point them. They may not understand because they don't see the mystery yet.
Right.
Yeah. But it's still true. And we still... What did you say, Deb? You said something about they speaking it or...
We speak the wisdom of God.
Ah.
Yeah.
We
speaking
speak
about the land of done.
Yes. Steve?
Like Sue was saying, you know, that's in the authorities.
Yes.
And the authority is from the land of God.
Right.
Yes.
And we enter into that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he saw us predestined in that.
Yeah.
Before the foundations.
Amen.
And when we use that authority and we know who we are in Christ, we don't have to go to war.
Right.
We just stand.
Right.
Yeah. Amen.
Having done all?
Stand.
Stand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. This is getting fun, Deb.
Yeah, the part that says, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. So God is the Godhead in the world of done. There's his heart. He adorned it, ordained it. There's his heart for us to come into that glory, the same oneness of him. You know, he's showing his heart there. That
Amen.
God ordained it before the world for us to come into that oneness of the Godhead, mm-hmm. what was before the world, just what you've been preaching last night, for
right.
us to come into our glory, us to enter in.
Well, and I appreciate several of you have referred to that fact that you can see in these scriptures his heart and his desire that we don't go through all of this rigmarole in our heads or our, you know, spinning or, how am I going to enter into this or all that. He doesn't want that. He's not glorified in it, and he doesn't want it for us. He cares about us. And so he started with the land of Dun, if you will. He started with that before time, before we were created. And that shows his heart. And it would be wonderful if we could go out of here and just spread this. But here's the truth. It is a mystery. And we can try our best to explain it. We may be able to because certain people might be open or, that, you know, somehow they just get it because they were prepared of God. But you know, most of us have spent much of our Christian life living in another land, living down here. And not, pardon?
Attached to the earth.
Attached to the earth and focused so much on it. I mean, really focused on down here. And really trying to make God bring everything that's eternal that he did before time down here instead of us going up there, as it were. You know, the Spirit of God said, come up here.
Yes.
You know, that's John, you know, and he's in the book of Revelation, very beginning. He didn't say, okay, I'll come down there and talk to you. He said, look, you're not going to get it unless you come up here.
Right.
Anyway, okay, ready for another scripture? Let's see, let's do Matthew 1:18. And we're almost done. I only have 12 more scriptures.
Matthew
1:18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Mess with that one. You got something already, Kelly? Okay, hit me.
She was found with child of the Holy Ghost. So what was from before time, which is the Holy Ghost, the third person of the Godhead, he is bringing the Son, who is before time, the second person of the Godhead, into time. But that which was from the beginning before time is now coming into an earthen vessel.
Manifesting. Man. Anybody else have a thought? Yeah. See?
The birth of Jesus Christ. Jesus is coming from before time.
Yep.
He's coming.
That's right.
As a, in the form of flesh.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. As a baby. So
that's
yeah.
right.
Into the yeah.
Yeah, into the manifestation.
That's right. Yes.
Absolutely.
I would say, you know, this is just probably saying the same thing, but he wasn't Jesus Christ before time. He was the Son,
right.
but he was birthed as Jesus
right.
before time. It was done that way. But the manifestation then was,
Jesus.
You'll call his name Jesus.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was just,
yeah.
you know, saying the same thing they're saying.
Yeah, well, that's important. Yes, I think it's real important. Okay, anybody else?
Yeah, and what strikes me through the, you know, from the first scripture, we're saying, like, I am, as it is written, which is like the Lamb's Book of Life, I made thee a father of nations. It's like the Godhead saying it. We have done it to the, I made you a father of nations, like in us. Mm-hmm. And last night you said it, we're a family on a journey together. Mm-hmm. And it's like he, and then it says, we speak of the wisdom. It's like them saying it, mm-hmm. but it's also, it's not like, the believers, we go and see it and come and tell people. We have to do it with them. There's a,
yeah, yeah.
Do you know when you read the scriptures, it's like, someone's not, who's saying it and who's not saying it? And then the family thing here is like, it was the mother Mary. It wasn't, what I mean, it was a mother bringing forth a son.
Mm-hmm.
It's not me going and telling the people, as you were saying. It's mm-hmm. bringing the family. How am I going to birth? It's
yes.
with the Holy Spirit. Like, how do you overshadow it? Bring the son for that person, mm-hmm. like you receive Jesus from mm-hmm. others, from you and others. It's, it was so, you know, it was so mm-hmm. in the heart, in the far heart. Do you know what I mean? It's,
mm-hmm.
it warmed your heart, and you want to do that. You want to bring the family spirit and that son to people, and we're on that family
mm-hmm.
together. And
mm-hmm.
you feel that he wants us to do it through us, and
mm-hmm.
as one, you don't know who's who here.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of wants to bring through. That's
the
what
oneness.
I'm
mm-hmm. The oneness. Yeah.
yeah. The oneness.
Mm-hmm.
And you spoke of that last night, the oneness.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
Yeah, Paul said, you know, I travail in birth till Christ be formed in you. And he was talking to the church. He was talking to the church of Galatia. And which if it's the church, they're probably already born again, but Christ is not formed in them. And a lot of people receive Christ, but there's the conformity into him and his nature and his life is not even thought about in some many cases. It's like, okay, I got Jesus, you know. It's like, okay, you got Jesus, but he doesn't have you yet, you know. So, but that's good, yeah. Amen. And he said, I travail in birth till Christ be formed in you. So there is that travail. There is that. I mean, it would be wonderful if we just could run out with flags with, you know, that said some of this and go like this. Yay! And we're, you know, and all this kind of stuff. But it costs. It costs a mother to bring forth a child, you know. I mean, I know personally. No. Wait a minute. I don't. No, never had a child. Sorry.
I was just going to add that the scripture reminds me of John 1:1.
Mm.
In the beginning was the Word,
mm-hmm.
and the Word became flesh.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, the birth of Jesus.
Yeah. And you see, that example, Mike, is the exact thing that I'm hoping for after this is over, where it's not a scripture I'm bringing up. It's scriptures that come to your mind by the Holy Spirit, and you go, oh my God, there it is. And, you know, we're all going, it's here, it's real, this is what it is. Not because Randy said it, because clearly to you, it's in the scriptures. And, you know, so thank you. Yeah, that's a great one. All right, let me comment on Matthew 1:18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. I like that he says on this wise.
Yeah.
Now, I know that that probably isn't what it means, but it is the wisdom of God. Okay. And then he says, which, of course, that's a manifestation, the birth of Jesus Christ. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, this little phrase before they came together, I found really interesting.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've fully got the depth of it, but I there's something there. And so what I was thinking in relationship to it was and I may be wrong, but anyway, before they came together, if you look at that spiritually, it's like, Joseph, you ain't got a chance. This, before they came together, God already had it planned, you know. And if you just, you know, don't go crazy with that, you just look at it and say, yeah, before they came together, she was found with child.
Yeah.
She's found with child of the Holy Ghost. And it doesn't really say by, it says of. But that's a manifestation. So, all right, Matthew 6:8. Matthew 6:8 says, "Be not ye therefore like unto them," and he's talking about people that are worrying about how they're going to, you know, get clothes and how you're going to pay the rent and all that kind of stuff, okay? "Be not therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth that what things you have need before you ask." Oh, baby, these are good, aren't they? Okay, who wants to take it off? Well, y'all were laughing and everything. It seemed like it was pretty exciting, and then you went dumb on me. Deb.
It may be talking about the natural, that's how I've always applied it, but it's the Father, which is coming from the world of none.
Yep.
Done, mm-hmm. I mean. He knows the things we need are out of him.
It says Father before you have need of, and so here's the Father, this, you know, the Father of the Godhead, the dude.
Yeah.
And he has provided everything we need from even before time, before creation, before everything. And he knows what we really need because before time, he provided it all.
Right.
And we're wondering about where we're going to get shoe money. I mean, that's why I'm laughing.
Don't you mean boots?
Boot money.
Amen.
Yeah.
And he has provided as Father,
yes,
before time,
yes,
everything we will ever need
before
is done.
Ask.
Before we ask. And we're worrying constantly. Wow. It's just the contrast of us down here not knowing the Father of the world of done and the provision he ordained and in the Godhead accomplished. And then we're down here so unaware and so in fear.
And truthfully, shame on us. You know what I mean?
I got something.
Yeah, Mike.
Before they came together.
Yeah.
Yay!
Joseph was of the earth.
Right.
Of the earthy. So before there was a connection between the spiritual Mary and anything earthly, she was of child of the Holy Ghost. And that happened.
That's beautiful.
Beforehand.
And that had to be the order.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Amen. Well said.
Yeah.
Well, be not ye likened unto them. And I bet you anything, we don't think we're like unto them. But we are, until we figure out that before time, God already had things settled. So it goes on to say, for your Father knoweth, your Father, your. So start seeing him as your Father. And I know we all say our Father, you know, but that's a prayer, so we're supposed to say our Father which art in heaven. Do you ever talk to your Father? You know, spend time with your Father? Earthly Father or real Father? I learned some time back to treat him like a father. And I didn't really have a father. I had a stepfather. And that was no picture of my Heavenly Father. But I learned to be able to come to him as a son that doesn't see everything he sees and just ask him, you know, Father, help me to see what you want me to see. We always go, help me to see this particular thing because I'm interested in that. Well, what's his interest? And so these things are important to him, to them. So for your father knoweth, so that's before time, he knew it, what things you have need of. He knows what you need in manifestation before you even ask him. Yeah, Caitlin?
Well, I was just thinking like that be not ye. Wouldn't that be like a manifestation too? Because it's a being. So if you're not going to be that way, it's a manifestation of what is true in Christ. Not good. That I am trying to attain to something.
That's exactly right. Good one. Very good. And that's what, when I first was introducing this, that's why I was mentioning there are so many little angles in some of these things. So, you know, keep your eyes open. Okay. Matthew 8:29. And behold, they cried out saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? What do you think? That's Matthew 8:29. All right, somebody find a manifestation.
The demon's crying out.
There you go. That's a manifestation. Anybody else? It doesn't have to be. It can be the before time part also. Pardon?
Manifestation. Oh, sorry,
that's 28
or
29? 29, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thou come hither. Like, you've come here.
Come hither. There it is. Yeah. Art thou come hither? Yes, absolutely. Yeah, manifestation.
The demons know that they're not from the world of done.
Yeah. 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 Well, they know whatever's. They know something's coming. They know something's coming. And they worry about it. They do. Jesus showed up on the shore there when they crossed Gennesaret, and the demons cried out of the guy that was full of demons and said, art thou come to torment us before our time also? And it is this, first of all, it's sort of a perversion in a sense, because they look at Jesus as he's the tormentor.
Yeah.
That's right. But they are the tormentor. But it's light is torment to darkness. Does that make sense? So, you know, let's just say they have problems. In God, they know exactly this stuff. It's just the important thing is that we awaken, you know, awaken to what's done, you know, and you've heard people say that before, haven't you? Preach that, you know, you need to awaken to what's done. Well, it's more than just saying it's done. Let me say it like this. It's more than just saying it, that there's a work that was done and so now you're free and all of this kind of stuff. It is... and that's kind of why I said, you know, either the world of done or the land of done. It's a real, I'm going to say, place that we can visit in the scriptures and see it and realize it. And it's not just, okay, I believe that. That will slip away, you know. So that's why we're taking the time to go through the scripture, because the Holy Spirit is helping us to see, and he'll continue to do it. He'll expand all of this as we continue, you know, to seek him. And so let me ask you this. Is this important that you know this?
Yes.
Would it maybe even change your life? Would it help people that you know that are just, they're just flailing, you know? So, therefore, would it be important to, after this is all over, to take the time to explore this world, this because once you see, I've seen it, you can tell I've seen it, right? Okay. Once you really see it, and you're only going to do it the way you were doing right here. This is it. Word of God, Spirit of God, quickening it, the truth to you, and what's what. Once you get it, then you're going to be able to share it by Spirit and life instead of, well, see, it's in the Bible, you know. Well, they can read those same scriptures and get nothing. But if you've got it, then the Spirit will bear witness to that. So, you know, and that makes, that's the difference between life and event. This can be an event. And it, and basically just be an event. But God, that doesn't mean it to be just an event that's forgotten. And, oh boy, I can't wait for the next conference next year. Well, if we're not going to be faithful, you know, good stewards of what he's given us this year, you know, then, and what if what he gives us next year is built on this, but we don't have this? You know what I'm saying? If it, next year is built on this, and I'm not saying it will be, but I'm just saying, and, but we, if we don't have it by next year, then if what's shared is built on it, then we're not even going to get that.
Right.
So it's not, again, it's not you making it all happen. It's you saying, I hear you, Lord. I've something's churned in here, and I would like to be with you in this. And he'll go, oh, okay, let's do that. You know, give him time. Give him some attention. Don't go back and just, life's a flurry, and, you know, da-da-da-da, you know. Find time to seek him. And if you seek him, you'll what? Find it. That sounds good, doesn't it?